Welcome to Bible Heroes Battle. I'm Nathan DeWild.
And I'm Garrison Hayes. This is the game show where our contestants will compete against each other to see who's worthy to face off against our Bible hero.
Looks like we have some really good contestants for today. Why don't we get to know each of you? So, when I call you out, take a step forward and then give me your favorite musical instrument. Anything else you wanna add to that, Garrison?
And let's hear you make the sound that your favorite musical instrument makes.
My name is Colton, and my favorite instrument is the ukulele. Bum, 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 bum.
That sounds exactly like it.
Good job. And player number two of the red team.
My name is Avery, and my favorite instrument is the piano.
Oh, a little Furlise. Okay. Good. I like that. Good.
And player number one of the blue team.
My name is Molly, and my favorite instrument is the trumpet.
Very nice.
And player number two of the blue team.
My name is Eliezer, and my favorite instrument is violin.
Nicely done.
My name is Eduardo, and my favorite instrument is the same as Molly, the trumpet.
Wow, very nice.
These
mouth
are pretty
trumpet.
Good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
And the last player from Team Yellow.
My name's Elizabeth, and my favorite instrument is the ukulele.
Nice.
I think we have some good contestants today.
I think so, too.
Let's go to round one. Name that hero.
In this round, we have four Bible heroes, each with three clues to help you guess who they are. If you guess correctly on the very first try, your team gets 3 points. But if you guess incorrectly, you lose your turn, a new clue is revealed, and that Bible hero is only worth 2 points. Let's look at clue number one for Bible hero number one. Here's the clue. Zachariah and Elizabeth were my parents. All right, clue number one for Bible hero number two. I was a tax collector in Capernaum. Clue number one for Bible hero number three. I was 60 years old when my wife had our twins. And clue number one for our final Bible hero number four. I transferred my priesthood to my son, Eleazar. Oh, that's interesting. We have a contestant named Eleazar today.
Are you ready to play?
Yeah!
All right, let's go with player number one of the red team. Go ahead and step forward and tell me which Bible hero you would like to guess.
Number three.
All right, okay. For number three, the clue was this. I was 60 years old when my wife had our twins. Colton, who do you want to guess?
Isaac.
All right, the guess is Isaac. We'll turn to our yes-no machine to see if you and your team got it correct. Was it Isaac? Yes, it was. Congratulations to the red team. So 3 points for the red team, and we'll go ahead and reveal the other clues for this Bible hero. Clue number two is my father sent out a servant to look for a wife for me. And clue number three, God told my father to sacrifice me. Who thinks that they would have gotten that one? Yeah, I think you all would have gotten it, but red team got it first. Congratulations.
Let's go over to player number one of the blue team. Go ahead and step forward for me.
Number one.
All right, for number one, the clue was Zachariah and Elizabeth were my parents. Molly, who are you gonna guess?
John the Baptist.
All right, so the guess is John the Baptist. Let's ask the yes-no machine. Is the answer John the Baptist? Oh, good job. Nicely done. That's 3 points for our blue team, and we'll go ahead and read the other clues. Clue number two, I ate locust and wild honey. And clue number three, I prepared the way for the Messiah.
Away with you, John the Baptist.
Bye-bye.
All right, we only have two heroes left. We go over to Team Yellow, player number one. And remember, your partner will be guessing after you. so you can think a little bit strategically on which one you want to go for. Go ahead and take a step forward. Which hero would you like to guess?
Number two.
Bible hero number two. Here's the clue. I was a tax collector in Capernaum. Who are you going to guess for this Bible hero?
I think it's Zacchaeus.
All right.
Good guess.
It's a good guess. So let's ask our yes-no machine if you are correct. Is it Zacchaeus? Ooh, it is not Zacchaeus.
I think they were maybe trying to trick you with that one.
It's kind of a tricky question. So let's go ahead and reveal our second clue. Maybe that'll help clarify some things. So here's the second clue. I was also known as Levi. I wonder how helpful that will be to their teammate.
So, player number two of the yellow team, go ahead and take a step forward. And you could go for hero two, which is now only worth 2 points, but your partner did help give you an extra clue. Or you could go for hero four, it's worth 3 points still. Which one would you like to go for?
Two.
What are you thinking?
Malachi.
Okay, so the guess is Malachi. Let's ask our yes-no machine if the answer for this Bible hero is Malachi. Is it Malachi? Oh, it was a good guess, but not what we were looking for.
That was actually a really good guess. I would think Malachi, that name sounds kind of like a tax collector.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Malachi, yeah.
So should we go ahead and reveal the third clue here?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so the third clue is this. I am one of the gospel authors. Okay.
Ooh, that's a big hint right there. All right, we're going back to Team Blue. Player number two, go ahead and take a step forward. So are you going to go for hero number two? It's only worth 1 point now. Or hero number four, after your own name maybe. You got some ideas here. Which hero would you like to go for?
Number two.
Number two.
All right, so number two. The most recent clue is I am one of the gospel authors.
Matthew.
All right, let's go to our yes-no machine for 1 point. Is it Matthew? Yes, it is. Congratulations. Great answer.
Let's send Matthew away. Off with you, Matthew. All right, we're back to the red team. You've had the whole round to be thinking about this hero. You only have one to guess, but it is worth 3 points, so go ahead and step forward for me. Garrison, could you go and give us the clue one more time for hero number four?
Absolutely.
Clue number one.
Clue number one. I transferred my priesthood to my son, Eleazar.
Zechariah?
All right. The guess is Zechariah. A good guess. Let's ask our yes-no machine. Is the answer for this Bible hero Zechariah? Oh, it is not Zechariah. Well, Nathan, shall we continue going?
Yeah, let's keep looking at the clues here.
All right, so the next clue here is Miriam and Moses were my siblings. And clue number three, I am Moses's spokesperson for the Israelites.
What would you say now? You have a better idea?
I think it was Aaron.
I think it was Aaron, too. Let's ask our yes-no machine for once and for all. Was it Aaron? Yes, it was Aaron. Of course, no points awarded for that one, but you all did figure it out.
Away with you, Aaron.
Go away. We don't want you anymore.
Good round, everybody. My question for you, Garrison, is how many points did each of our teams get?
That's a good question. Let's take a look at our scoreboard. So we'll start with our red team. Our red team finished that round with 3 points.
Good job, red team.
Next is our blue team. Our blue team finished that round with 4 points.
Oh, good job, blue team.
Our yellow team finished that round, unfortunately, with no points, but we do have more rounds to come, so make sure you keep your head up.
I think they still got a shot.
I think so,
too. They can come back in the next round here. And the next round is round two, create the scene.
In this round, our contestants will battle at two stations. There's draw the scene and craft the scene. At draw the scene, you will bring a sketch to life from those cards right in front of you for your teammate to guess.
And after you've drawn three different scenes, I'm gonna scoop up those cards, bring them over to your teammates, mix them up, and they are going to craft the same one of the same scenes that you just drew. Remember, at this point, you can only guess the scene that your teammate is crafting, and you only get one guess. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
We're gonna start with draw. Let's battle.
All right, they've taken a look at the scene, and they are ready to draw. I see Team Yellow's getting started pretty quickly.
All kind of going with the same approach here.
Yeah. Some squiggly lines here.
Team Red.
Elijah being taken up to heaven in the chariot of fire.
I think you are correct. Good job, Red Team. 1 point to the Red Team.
All right. You still got a shot. Let's go for card number two. Reveal.
All right, so they're getting started. I see Molly's drawing looks like five of the same thing.
Oh, he's got to erase. Oh, Team Red.
Jesus multiplying the five barley loaves and two fish.
That is correct.
He is.
Well done.
He is sharp over there on Team Red. All right, let's go to card number three.
All right, and they're off to draw this third scene.
They have to draw around their old drawings.
Something going on here.
Hold. Team Red.
The prodigal son returning home.
That is correct.
Wow.
Three that in a row.
Very impressive. Good job. That wraps up the drawing portion of this round. Let me grab those scenes from you.
I see they have their flags in hand. You will raise
don't
your
flag.
Don't
look at it yet. Whoa, don't look at it yet. Uh-oh. Ready? Let's battle. Team Red.
Elijah being taken up in the chariot.
That is correct.
Very good, Team Red. You've taken a commanding lead here on this round. But the question is, will you still keep that lead when you switch places? And we've done one match of the round. Now you three will be guessing, and you three will be drawing. Are you ready? All right, let's battle.
All right, I see them getting started. Kind of similar way here.
Team Red.
Zacchaeus climbing the sycamore tree.
That is correct. Well done.
Good job. That's 1 point for Team Red. All right. Ready? Reveal card number two.
They are fast and furious with the drawing today.
Ooh, Team Red.
Team Red.
Moses parting the Red Sea.
That is correct as well.
That's another point for Team Red. They are very fast today.
Yes, they are.
All right, it's okay. There's still time. Let's look at that last card and reveal.
Team Blue.
Team Blue.
Isaac being sacrificed.
Is it Isaac being sacrificed on the altar? Yes, it is. Well done, Team Blue.
That's 1 point to Team Blue. You got into the game right there. All right, let me grab these cards. Remember, at this point, you can only guess what your partner is crafting. Let's battle.
Let's see what they can do. How fast can they craft? Team Blue.
Isaac being laid on the altar.
Let's check the card to see if that is correct. And it is. Well done, Team Blue.
That's 1 point to Team Blue. And that wraps up this round. My question for you, Garrison, as always, how many points did each of our teams get during this round?
Well, we'll start with Team Red. They finished this round with 5 points.
Let's give them a round of applause. Good job. Good job,
Great
Team
job
Red.
Great job indeed to Team Red, and Team Blue finished this round with 2 points. Well done. Unfortunately, Team Yellow did not earn any points this round, but you know what that means.
It means that Team Yellow has to go to the couch of despair. But don't worry, you'll all be coming back to face off against the Bible Hero as a group. But before that, let's go to round three, solve the verse.
In this round, each of our two remaining teams have been given a stack of words that make up a specific verse. Your goal is simple. Rearrange those words into the verse before the other team.
There's two approaches you can take here. One, you could just try to unscramble the words and solve off the words, or try to find where the verse is located and then use the Bibles that are beside you to find the verse and then solve the rest of the words. You think you guys understand?
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Sure.
All right.
I guess.
Let's battle. And remember, once you've gotten the verse, to lift your flag.
28.
All right, they're getting them together.
Romans 28:8.
They're both kind of going with the same approach.
And at about the same speed.
Yep. Unscramble and using the Bible at the same time.
Looks like Molly's beginning to put some of those words in order, and Avery's doing the same. I can't help but root for both of these teams to get this done.
This is definitely a battle here. Getting so close.
Oh, they both are very close.
Don't forget to lift your flag when you have it. Team Blue.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God according to those
who are called His purpose.
Or, no.
Oh, it seems like they may not don't have it together.
Anything. Don't Let's, touch anything.
I saw this.
Don't touch anything.
According to His purpose.
Don't touch anything. I got to go with what's on the board, though. So let's see if Team Red put theirs in the correct order. Go ahead and read it out.
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose. Romans 8:28.
Well, as I hear it, it sounds like this one has to go to Team Red. Congratulations.
You were very fast, Blue Team. You were so close there. But don't worry. I think we could do another round of this,
I think
right?
We should do another round of this.
All right. Do we have any more words?
Yes.
Aha. Let me give you a new set of words each. Don't touch them yet. All right. Molly, you want to send it away?
Away with you.
All right. Good job. Let's get back to battling. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's battle.
Here they go. Going very, very fast.
Ooh, taking a different approach this time.
The knot of Egypt.
Be ready to put your flag up once you have it.
To give you a future.
For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not evil. To give you a future and a hope.
Oh!
Team Blue, hold. Team Red, Team Blue. Let's see if you have it. Read it out.
I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not evil, to give you a future and hope. Jeremiah 29:11.
That is correct.
Good job, Team Blue. That's 4 points. Oh, that was a great round.
That was a phenomenal round.
Really good round. The question I have is, which one of these teams has to go to the couch of despair?
Well, our red team finished this round with 4 points, and our blue team finished this round with 4 points. So that makes us have to look to our total score. And unfortunately, our blue team is headed to the couch of despair, just a few points off.
You are a very good team, and I'm not too worried because you're gonna come back to face the Bible Hero as a group. Let's go to round four, Testament battle.
In this round, I will begin reading a verse from either the Old Testament or the New Testament. Your job is simple. Buzz in before your opponent and answer whether it's from the Old Testament or the New Testament.
You've been a strong team. You've kind of had no mercy on all the other teams. You've been dominating this game. But now, you have to work against each other. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Let's battle.
Then you scare me with dreams and terrify me with visions.
Old Testament?
That is correct.
Take a step forward.
So all the elders of Israel came.
Ooh. Old Testament.
That is correct.
Ooh, we got a close match going here.
Only if you carefully obey the voice of the Lord your God to observe with care all these commandments, which I...
New Testament? I mean Old Testament.
We'll have to go with your very first answer, which was New Testament, and that is incorrect.
Take a step back.
Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne.
New Testament.
That is correct.
Take a step forward. Ooh, you're back.
It's back into it.
This is close.
For as we have many members in one body, but all the...
New Testament.
That is correct.
He's fast on the buzzer. He's getting ahead a little bit.
So the woman conceived and bore a son.
Old Testament.
That is correct.
That was a risk.
So it was when I heard these words that I sat down and wept.
Old Testament.
Old Testament is correct.
Take a step forward. One more space and you'll win it right here. No pressure.
John answered and said.
New Testament.
New Testament is correct.
Oh! All right, hold on a second. Hold on. Whew, I got to breathe for myself here.
This is intense.
This is it. This is for the Bible Heroes pen. Whew, here we go.
Are you ready? Are you greater than our Father?
New Testament.
New Testament is correct.
Congratulations! As a team, you knocked out the competition, and then you came and battled each other. And Colton, you have now won your own Bible Heroes Battle Pin.
And the opportunity to battle against today's Bible hero, Ruth.
But don't worry, Avery. You're going to the couch of despair. But you're going to come back with everybody else that you actually helped knock out to put there and face the Bible hero as a group. Can you work with them?
Yes, sir.
When we go to round 5, battle the hero.
In this round, your goal is simple. Answer as many questions as you can in as short a time as possible. But remember, we can only take your very first answer. And every question that you get wrong adds more time to your total time.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Let's battle.
Who is my most famous descendant?
Jesus.
That's right.
Good start.
What did Boaz tell his workers to let
gather fallen grain?
That was quick.
What were my mother-in-law's sons called?
Chilon and Mahlon.
That is correct. What did I tell Naomi was
Death.
The only thing? That is correct.
Great start.
What was Naomi's reaction when she discovered that I had collected grain in Boaz's
Happy.
Field?
Happy.
That is correct.
Good job.
What specific words describe my second husband, Boaz?
Wealthy and influential.
That is correct. Who came up with the idea to go and
Naomi. Clean?
Ooh. Where was I born?
Moab.
That is correct. What was my son's grandfather called?
Hezron.
Ooh. What was the name of Boaz's mother?
Rahab.
That is correct.
You're back in it.
Boaz purchased all that belonged to who else besides Elimelech?
Chilon and Mahlon.
That is correct. Why did the close relative agree to sell the land to Boaz?
It would affect his own inheritance.
That is correct. Wow. What a round.
Yeah.
Well done.
That was a really good run. Now, let's bring in all those that you sent to the couch of despair and see your time beats theirs, or if they're going to come back and get redemption and beat your time. You were all sent to the couch of despair, but you've come back to see if you can redeem yourselves and get a better time than Colton. Are you ready to see if you can get your own Bible Heroes battle pin?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Let's battle.
Who is my most famous descendant?
Jesus.
Correct. What did Boaz tell his workers to let me do in his field?
Work with them.
Gather fallen grain.
Ooh. What were my mother-in-law's sons called?
Chilean and Mahal.
That is correct.
Good job.
What did I tell Naomi was the only thing
Death. That
would... That is correct.
Good job.
What was Naomi's reaction when she discovered that I had collected grain in Boaz's field?
You're on a good roll.
What specific words describe my second husband, Boaz?
Wealthy and influential.
Well done. Who came up with the idea to go and glean the ears of grain in Boaz's field?
Naomi.
Ooh. Where was I born?
Moab.
That is correct. Hey. What was my son's grandfather called?
Hezron.
Ooh. What was the name of Boaz's mother?
Rahab.
That is correct.
Good job.
Boaz purchased all that belonged to who else besides Elimelech?
Naomi.
Oof, not right. Why did the close relative agree to sell the land to Boaz?
It would affect his own inheritance.
That is correct.
That was a good run. All of you faced off against the Bible hero of Ruth. But the question is, did Colton get a better time and get his own mega Bible Heroes pin? Or did the group get a better time and get their own Bible Hero battle pins? Garrison, did Colton have a better time against the hero Ruth?
That's a good question. How about we ask our yes-no machine? Did Colton win it all?
Oh, congratulations, Colton. You get the Bible Heroes Mega Pin. Good job. This has been a really good episode. All of you are really good competitors. Thank you so much for joining us on Bible
Heroes
Battle.